change the culture, the mindset, the expectation level, and improve the brand of Indiana Hoosier football.
Are the number 8th ranked team in the first ever college football playoff ranking. And to be honest, it's a little disappointing. But I'm going to get to that in a second. Speaking of disappointing, Brad and I recorded an awesome episode on Wednesday night, including an incredible flu game performance from Brad and a kick-ass Michigan preview. And when I went to edit the podcast together, do some splicing of the ad reads and such, I encountered a little bit of a technical error. I closed Audacity. I opened it back up and realized I didn't save my audio. So yeah, we had a kick-ass podcast recorded, but now we don't. So that's why you got me hopping on here on Friday night. I reached out to Brad. Brad's still a little under the weather. If it was a little bit earlier, I probably would have pushed him a little bit, but you know, it's a little late. I want the guy to get some rest. We got a big week ahead. Speaking of big week, Michigan coming up in less than 24 hours. That's going to be awesome. Super pumped for that. We got a lot of smoke to get into first. Like I said, Indiana, 8th ranked team in the college football playoff. They are the 9 seed, though, and I was a little bit confused yesterday. Two days ago, but Brad did clear a couple things up for me. Indiana is the 8th ranked team, 9th seed, because BYU, I believe, is the 9th ranked team, but they get the auto bye based on winning the Big 12 conference, or at least the way they're projected to. So that would make Indiana the 9th seed. Interesting stuff. But yeah, Michigan this weekend, huge game. I think the entire class of 2025 is going to be in the building. At least these are the guys that I saw, at least confirmed with my own eyes. Baylor Wilkin, who's just named first team all conference. Langston Hogg, Kyler Garcia, Jamari Farmer, Keyshawn Calhoun, Matt Marek, Tristan Abram. Those are the guys I saw confirmed coming this weekend. I'm sure there are more. And yeah, it's going to be a huge recruiting weekend for, you know, retention and, you know, for guys that are like on the fence, things like that. Byron Baldwin Jr., I don't know if he's visiting this weekend, but he just got put back on. A couple hard predictions came in for him to come back to Indiana, which would be super cool. So obviously you guys know how I feel about Byron Baldwin Jr. But yeah, a lot of good things happening on the recruiting front, class of 2025. Speaking of a lot of good things happening on the recruiting front, Bob Bosted's on Twitter. Shout out to Coach Bosted. He followed the podcast. Go follow Coach Bosted. He's coaching up one of the best offensive lines, if not the best offensive line in the nation. So go give him a follow. Of course, we've got to support Coach Bosted. And then some personal news. This one is really exciting for me, honestly. I am writing for Hoosier Huddle for the stretch run. If you saw my tweet earlier this week, you'd know that. You'd catch my article. My first article is already posted. Talked about how Indiana is just wearing teams down and how Kurt Cignetti has kind of conditioned the Hoosiers to do so. What's gone into that? Another article is going to be coming on Sunday. It's not going to be like a game. It's not quite going to be like a look at the box score and describe what happened in the game. It's going to be more of like a big picture, long-term outlook. What does this mean for the future of the program? What does this mean for the next 2 weeks? And then obviously opening up the fire hose on Ohio State. But we're not there yet. We got Michigan this weekend, so I'm not going to jump too far ahead. One thing we do know, obviously, as the number one Juju Lewis podcast, not only in the nation but in the world, we knew the entire time that Julian Lewis wasn't coming to Bloomington this weekend. That was confirmed. There was a little bit of smoke earlier in the week that he was going to be there. A lot of people may have tweeted about it. But yeah, he's not coming this weekend. Brad and I talked about this on Wednesday night. It's a little disappointing. But at the same time, we feel pretty strongly or feel pretty good about the quarterbacks we have in the room right now. They're the ability of this staff to recruit guys to take that spot too. Who could be available in the transfer portal? And then obviously class of 2025 is still being recruited. Class of 2026 is being recruited. Class of 2027 is being recruited. And yeah, the guys that are already on the roster right now are really talented too. So, yeah, we would love to have Julian Lewis wear cream and crimson next year. We'll see what happens. Speaking of cream and crimson, Try 5 Get 6 merch dropped from a bunch of different places this week. Indiana NIL store, also 500level.com. So go get your D'Angelo Pons merch. He's been the highest rated corner in the Big Ten, according to Pro Football Focus. He's been absolutely locked down. He's essentially just eliminated an entire side of the field, and he's been as advertised. So shout out to D'Angelo Pons. I'm getting a bunch of D'Angelo Pons stuff. It's coming soon. I'm pumped. But, Sean Asbury, too. The entire secondary has played awesome, but Sean Asbury threw up a secondary locker room pick that went hard. That was dope. You can see the team is obviously getting closer and closer. This is another thing Brad and I talked about on Wednesday night is, like, this is their 10th. Like, they'll be playing their 10th game together tomorrow. Like, that's wild to think about how good this team has become so quickly. And, like, these guys barely even know each other. Like, it's insane. So, like, we're starting to learn more about the individual personalities on the team. We're starting to see more chemistry develop within the team. And it's really cool, but it's like, these guys are still getting better. That's crazy. Curtis Rourke, third highest graded PFF quarterback this year behind Jackson Dart and Cam Ward. Obviously number one in our hearts, though. And, yeah, Rourke's balling. Rourke for Heisman. He's doing his damn thing. He's been the best quarterback in the nation. And you know who's been going to bat for the Indiana Hoosiers nationally? Is Joel Klatt. He's been really, really waving the flag for the Hoosiers on a national level. This is definitely something we're not used to seeing. And it's cool to have somebody as credible as Klatt be in your corner. And he did a blind resume comparison between Indiana and Georgia from last year. Or maybe it was Indiana and Michigan. I don't even remember. But the resume stack. There's a lot of brand bias going on right now, but you can change all that with a really impressive performance against Michigan this weekend. And Indiana's bringing the third highest rated PFF defense in the country into this weekend, along with Mikal Kamara, who was named the Walter Camp and Bendrick Defensive Player of the Week award. Both of those. So, it's going to be a really fun weekend. Like, I went into Wednesday night kind of talking myself into this could potentially be a low-scoring game because of Michigan's ability on the defensive side of the ball. But, like, no Will Johnson. And also just Indiana's offense is phenomenal. So, like, I guess we're going to see what happens. But I definitely can't do Brad's Michigan preview justice. And I actually, it isn't the worst thing. We are missing a couple of these previews because it's hard to, like, continuously run, I guess, one of these previews year after year after year, right? Because how many times can you hear the history of Michigan? But if you haven't heard it yet, you can do it next year. So we're going to do it next year. So we'll get a full-blown preview of Michigan. But I just want to read you the notes Brad has on here for Michigan just so you can get an idea of kind of where he was going. Game week. Game preview, defending champion Michigan Wolverines from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tom Brady, Dave Portnoy, Derek Jeter, Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson. Alumni, Gerald Ford, James Earl Jones, Lucy Liu, Madonna, Juwan Howard. And football alumni, Jim Harbaugh, Tyrone Wheatley, Braylon Edwards, Amani Toomer, Steve Hutchinson, Aiden Hutchinson, Brandon Graham, Rashawn Gary, Lamar Woodley, and bad guy, Jabril Peppers. Michigan football history, head coach, Sharon Moore, first year. Brad was giving, I was getting tidbits from the before the 1900s. Like, here's my biggest takeaway from Brad's preview. Half of Michigan's national titles are complete bogus. They were recorded before the forward pass was invented. Half of them might have even been before the Pac-12 was a conf or the Pac conference existed, and it was definitely before the AP. Yes, this team has won a lot, but like, I don't know. They're also kind of like very New York Yankees-esque, where like, are we sure we can count half those championships? Like on paper, maybe, but like, were we all playing the same game? It's like, I don't know. But yeah, the venue, Memorial Stadium, sold out obviously for the rest of the season. CBS primetime 3:30 kick. Indiana is a -14 favorite, and the line or the over under is 49.5. Indiana has won three total games versus Michigan since 1960, including 4 years ago. What was Tuesday's date? The fifth? No, so it had to be yesterday. Or God, whatever. If you couldn't tell why I deleted the damn podcast, it's been a long week. But yeah. 4 years ago this week, Indiana beat Michigan while Brad and I were seniors. And that was a really impressive performance from that Indiana team, where they needed to run the ball for the last 5.5 minutes of the game, and they were able to control the line of scrimmage. Compare that offensive line to the current offensive line they're running out there right now. It's like night and day, not even close. Like the current offensive line under Coach Bosted, it's like 1,000 times better, 10,000 times better. So I'm really excited about the opportunity to go up against a brand like Michigan, because it's like, even though Michigan's down, it's like they're still Michigan. Like, they are the defending national champs. We are getting the 3:30 time slot, even though this is a Michigan team that's gonna could drop to 500 with a loss. And I think that Indiana is not gonna have any problems with this Michigan team. It's like, yeah, where are the issues? The two defensive tackles for Michigan are game wreckers, but they're up against the best offensive line in the nation. I saw Jamie Jordan pointed this out in the IU Reactionary, that Colson Loveland's got, I think, like a 38% target share, some stupid shit like that, and that Indiana's struggled a little bit with tight ends. But like, I don't know if they're going to be able to be consistent enough on offense, Michigan that is, to be able to hang with the amount of points Indiana's going to put up. And I don't think Michigan's defense is good enough to stop Indiana's offense from scoring over and over and over again. So like, my initial prediction for the game was like 24-12, but I think actually it could be like 35-42-12. And yeah, I like 12 for Michigan. I don't know why. I'm just like, it just doesn't feel like they can score more than 18 points. I do feel like there could be like, we're going to try and go for two, maybe missed extra point, maybe something. I don't know. I think Memorial Stadium's going to be oddly loud. So yeah, I'm super pumped. Yeah, so the only key to the game for me was the offensive line. Like, as long as they can control the line of scrimmage, keep Rourke upright. Like, we see what this offense is able to do against anybody when they have time. This really could look like another Nebraska game. And then you use that to build momentum and roll into 2 weeks to prepare for Ohio State. But again, we're not there yet. And then there's a lot of big games nationally this weekend, but like at the same time, it's hard to take this current college football ranking seriously when we know that in the next 3 weeks there's going to be some really important games. And so while, yeah, this initial ranking is fun and cool and awesome and like, yeah, it's great to get the recognition, like if Indiana wins out, then they're going to be a top four team, no questions asked. Like, if something else happens, then like, yeah, we're going to have to see how the committee shakes out. But as long as they just handle business, like, this ranking will never matter. Oh, and maybe this might be honestly the most important, not even might be. This is, and honestly, let's end the pod on a positive note. By far the best news that came out of today was Indiana is negotiating a contract extension for Kurt Cignetti. Or maybe not an extension, just a brand new contract. They're talking, and they're talking money, and they're talking more money than he's making right now. And that's the best damn news I've heard. Oh, like, I don't even know. Like, it's like, that's just like, stand up and clap, back up the Brinks truck, like, whatever you want to however you want to express your happiness, that like the goal and the immediate goal is to keep that guy in Bloomington, Indiana for the rest of his life. Bravo, Scott Dolson. Bravo. You can follow Sigs Inside, an Indiana football podcast, on Twitter at Sigs Inside Pod. You can follow Brad at Bradley underscore Loomis 8. Look for Brad to start tweeting more. I challenge Brad to start tweeting more. He's gonna be he's a natural on Twitter. He's got the quick wit, like humor, good stuff. He's just gotta tweet more. So check out Brad on Twitter at Bradley underscore Loomis 8. You can follow me at Alec Keezer. Check out KeySportsNetwork.com. I'm gonna have a Red Sox piece coming at some point. The offseason is bringing new, dare I say, optimism and excitement when it comes to baseball, which I haven't been able to feel for a little bit, which is cool. And then check out HoosierHuddle.com. My first article is up there right now. I'm writing another one on Sunday. Shout out to the boys, Wave, Nick Skrills, Signar. Check out Friends and Collaborators Instrumental Volume 1 on streaming platforms now. Shout out to SoCal Guac Sauce, sponsoring the podcast. Check out SoCal Guac Sauce, promo code SIGSINSIDE. The intro song, 1621, the outro song, The Sweet Sound of Butter Symphony. Sigs Inside, an Indiana football podcast. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled, structured next week. Until then, beat Michigan.